Welcome to the BCHL podcast presented by Subway. I'm Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications, and it's a real busy show for us this week as we hear from four different guests and tee up the league semifinals, which start Friday night in Wenatchee and Prince George. As you've probably heard, there are three teams in the Final Four that have never advanced this far in the BCHL postseason. It's the first time in round three for the Prince George Spruce Kings, the Trail Smoke Eaters, and the Wenatchee Wild, who are in just their third season as a BCHL franchise. One team that has made it this far, but not in several seasons, is the Powell River Kings. It was 2012 the last time the Kings were here. They actually made it to the league finals that season before being defeated by the eventual national champion Penticton Vs. But the Kings are looking for better results this time around. As the number three seed in the island, some would say they've already beaten the odds, but veteran forward and the team's leading scorer in the playoffs, Carter Turnbull, is not satisfied yet. As island reps, the Kings now face Prince George, a team they saw only twice this season, but Turnbull believes the matchup will bring out the best for both the players and the fans.
Yeah, I mean, all the teams kind of know what to expect from each other because we played each other twice, but it's definitely different on this side of the bracket because the other side, they've played each other so much more than we have. And playing PG, it'll be fun because it's someone we haven't played all year. It'll be new, like a new rivalry. So, yeah, it's exciting.
One guy that you are familiar with from the World Junior A Challenge is Kyle Johnson. He's the captain for the Spruce Kings. We interviewed him yesterday. He described you as a fiery competitor and somebody that looks forward to competing against. Yeah, I mean, you played, I think, two seasons together at the World Junior A Challenge. What do you look forward to competing against him, and what's he like as a player?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely also a competitor. I had him on my team for 2 years at that tournament, and Ethan DeYoung, too, was there this year. And those two guys will definitely be hard to contain, and I look forward to the competition.
And you're a skilled guy that puts up points for Powell River. And come playoff time, guys like you often have a bit of a target. I mean, anything another team can do to slow you down, they're going to probably do. So does your antenna kind of go up a little bit higher come playoff time, knowing that you're particularly going to be a guy that'll be the focus of some physical attention?
It does and it doesn't. I mean, a lot of the times you're playing against the same kind of players on the other team, so you kind of want to play the meaner role, not let it get to you, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
This season's been an interesting one for Powell River. There has been a coaching change. There's been some winning streaks. There's been some losing streaks. What do you like about the team right now, and what do you like about the team, you know, when things are going well for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, definitely we had our ups and downs this year. We went through some hot times and some cold times, but, you know, we chose a good time to come together and start playing our way, and it's really showed the last two rounds, and I just hope we can do the exact same thing in the third round. We're playing great right now.
Obviously, you were able to get a win in overtime in the last series, and, you know, that's always an emotional thing. Guys come pouring off the bench, and Ben Berard was kind of the guy that got to play the hero that time. What's the sense around the community with just, you know, the celebratory air or atmosphere around the team and the buzz around town?
Oh, it's so cool. Powell River is a little town, so when our bus got off the ferry there from Victoria, there was a bunch of people to greet us, and they got their cowbells out, and it was really cool to see. And then wherever you go in town, like, everyone knows. It's everywhere. Anyone you talk to is like, good luck and, like, good job on the last series. And, yeah, it's really cool here.
That was Powell River Kings forward Carter Turnbull. Time now to tell you about the BCHL Player of the Week. Ethan DeYoung of the Prince George Spruce Kings gets the honors this week after he posted 4 goals and 2 assists in Game 6 and 7 to lift PG to a series win over Surrey. The North Vancouver native leads the Spruce Kings with 16 points in 14 postseason games. And it's DeYoung that is the subject at the start of our next interview. Prince George head coach Adam Maglio and Trail head coach Cam Keith were both on TSN 1040 radio this week for a dual interview, speaking to afternoon hosts Matt Sakaris and Blake Price. Starting off, Sakaris asked PG coach Maglio about DeYoung, who has been listed this season by NHL Central Scouting.
Tell us about your player on Draft Watch, coach.
Ethan DeYoung, he's been terrific. He's a pretty special kid. His games just keeps to evolve here, especially in the playoffs. He was just named Player of the Week in the BCHL. He's a real good 200-foot player that has some very good foot speed. So he's an exciting kid to coach and, you know, an exciting kid to watch, actually, most nights from the bench.
And, Adam, if I could ask another follow-up, we talked to Coach Matt Tkachuk of the Cougars last year, and it was the first time that the Cougars looked like they might be poised for a run in the WHL. I know it didn't happen. Do you feel like maybe a year later you're giving Prince George that hockey playoff experience that that they were primed for last year? And you're the first-place team that's remaining of these Final Four. Did you feel like you always had this in you and you're exactly where you should be?
I think for us, winning a round was really important, like getting through that first round with Chilliwack being an RBC host. I mean, we had our challenges that round. I think, you know, the city really rallied around that. I know the Cougars didn't get as far as they wanted to last year, but they had a very good team. But I certainly think getting to the second round and, you know, another game seven too, like having two game sevens back to back and having home ice for both, they were pretty special for sure for the city and our organization, I think, in winning both.
Well, and Cam, not to be outdone, a seven game series against Penticton, and you're through facing a division team in Wenatchee. Can you tell us a little bit about the intensity of your run with a couple of divisional rivals here that you've had to face?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no secret to Penticton's success. You know, we were an obvious underdog, went down 2-0, and fortunately the boys didn't give up. We won a must win game 3 and 4 at home, and then the excitement started to build. We were able to pull out one in game 5, and then unfortunately we didn't get the game 6, but in the game 7 where Penticton last year during the run, I think they had 3 in a row successful game 7. So to say the deck was stacked against us would be an understatement, but you know, for whatever reason, we got a couple lucky bounces and got some momentum early and kind of took the crowd out of it. So we're also very fortunate. We've had some special kids. We also have a kid named Seth Barton, who's also on the NHL watch list this year. I think he was 81st North America when they came out with the last Central Scouting. So we're also got some good players, some kids that Trail normally wouldn't see. So, but again, we're moving on against Wenatchee. It's going to be just as hard. I mean, they have a same kind of mix that Penticton does. They attract the top end American kids and they're run and gun kind of style. And hopefully we can kind of bring a more of a blue collar feel to it.
Prior to game 7, Trail native Ray Ferraro was asked who he would cheer for, his hometown Smoke Eaters or his former team in Penticton, or former, you know, junior city in Penticton. He went with the Bloodlines, with Trail. Did that get back to you and your players before Game 7?
Yeah, it did. Because, well, I don't know if you saw the Tyler Girardozzi goal that got kind of went viral there for a bit. Immediately when he scored the goal, all the boys knew that the way that we get it out is they tweeted it at Ray Ferraro. Because, you know, he's a local guy. And he's got some connections. He's got some followers. Yeah, the boys, you know, they're pretty tech savvy.
Yeah.
It's more than I was, because they're telling me, you know, Bar Down's followed. I'm like, who is that? Who's Bar Down? You know, Bob McKenzie. Oh, okay, yeah, I get it. Bob McKenzie. You know, I understood that one. And, so they, you know, they were playing around with that. And it was interesting to see something like that kind of get blown up. And then, well-known hockey people kind of get drawn to something like that. It's a pretty cool experience. Well,
that was Trail head coach Cam Keith and Prince George bench boss Adam Maglio on TSN 1040 this week with Matt Sakaris and Blake Price. On now to our final interview segment, and it's with Spruce Kings captain Kyle Johnson. The BCHL's Jesse Adamson spoke to Johnson, and they began by discussing the unique travel that will be undertaken by both his club and the Powell River Kings in round 3. Johnson thinks the Spruce Kings may have a leg up because of their familiarity with bus travel and covering long distances before games.
Honestly, it's a bit of an advantage when both teams are doing a demanding travel schedule for us. We're very used to that kind of how it wears on the body and how you have to get your mind ready for games with that kind of travel. And yeah, it's obviously a challenge and it's difficult and you need time to recover after. But yeah, I think we're pretty good and well versed in that.
Okay, so you guys had over 2,000 people at your arena last night. What's the reaction been like around town to your guys' playoff run?
It's been amazing. I'm loving that the town's really getting behind our team. That's I've never, in my time in Prince George, I've never seen a crowd like that. And with the people so into the game and energetic and loud at the arena, yeah, it's been really special. You can tell that right from some of the leaders in the community down through everyone that they care a lot, and that's really cool to see.
Okay, so now looking ahead, you guys are taking on Powell River in the next round. You guys didn't see them very much this year, but what do you know about them, and what are you expecting from them in the next round?
Yeah, they're obviously a really good team, and anyone that's still going at this time of year is playing good hockey. So what we know about them, they got some offensive firepower, and they play a pretty smart game with a lot of speed. So I think that kind of matched up well for us. They play pretty similar, and we can even try and shut down some of their top guys. But yeah, I think obviously we'll get more familiar with them as the series goes on. But just expect them to be at the top of their game and to be pretty skilled and pretty fast.
You played with Carter Turnbull at the last couple World Junior A Challenges. Did you get to know him, and what's it like competing against a guy that you've been teammates with a couple times?
Yeah, I got to know Carter pretty well now, obviously, with the past couple of years, and he's a really good player and a fiery competitor, to say the least. He'll be a challenge for us this series, and I certainly think that we're going to have to key in on that. And it is fun to play against these guys that you've played with in the past. It always makes for better competition and just kind of a little extra on the line. So definitely looking forward to that.
A big thanks to Jesse Adamson for that interview with Spruce Kings captain Kyle Johnson. And that's going to do it for the podcast this week. For all the latest on the BCHL playoffs, head to bchl.ca and download the BCHL app. It's free for Apple and Android devices. This is Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.